Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld might be the poet who doesn't know it. In the first of two conversations on the artful use of words, NPR's Rene Montaigne spoke with a San Francisco musician about his new CD, The Poetry of Donald Rumsfeld.
The Secretary of Defense does have a knack for the memorable utterance, like the now classic known knowns.
As we know, there are known knowns.
Last year, Morning Edition commentator and Slate writer Hart Seeley put this and other Rumsfeldia into verse form. Now, classically trained pianist and composer Bryant Kong has set these poems to music. They're sung by soprano Ellender Wall.
We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.
These words are direct quotes from Rumsfeld's news briefings and other interviews. So this is what he's telling reporters and the public.
Poetry out of the mouth of the Secretary of Defense. When you first saw these poems, what did you think?
I thought they were hilarious. The seven poems put together by Mr. Seeley show a range of moods. They're great texts. They're evocative. And if you have great material like that, you have the chance to try to make great music from them.
There's one that's a bit jaunty, you might say. It's called The Digital Revolution.
Yes, it's a waltz that goes wrong.
Remind us what was actually the subject there. This is a Donald Rumsfeld comment that followed a European trip back in 2001.
A lot of the poems have to do with information and Rumsfeld's control of information. His perspective is that the public shouldn't complain so much about how the Department of Defense controls information because he says all this stuff is available on the internet.
Rumsfeld may not seem like obvious material for an art song, but in fact, in a way, seriously, are you following in the tradition of, say, John Adams and Nixon in China, his opera?
Yes, I find that a lot of classical music deals with old texts and old stories, and I think it's important for new songwriters to find new texts and new stories. And the Rumsfeld poems were just published last year. They're very new. There's nothing like them. And they're quintessentially American stories. This is what we're dealing with in America right now. And I think it's important for art music to deal with the new, as John Adams did, for example, with the operas Nixon in China and Death of Klinghoffer. There's very few examples like that of art music treating very recent stories.
Bryant Kong composed the music for the CD, The Poetry of Donald Rumsfeld, sung by Ellender Wall.